When we think of the word failure, we usually don't think of the word mercy with it. We usually think of failure as something that brings out feelings of regret or feelings of frustration or sometimes even feelings of shame and sadness. But I'd like to put a little reframe on failure, and in particular, any experience that you've had where you feel like you've, quote, failed with food or with sugar. We all can have those kinds of experiences where we have that gap between what we'd like to do or what we'd like to be, or that gap between our ideals and that gap between our reality. And that gap can be a space of frustration because we kind of want to leap over it. And we want to get to a place where we're living out from more of what we most yearn for or what we most want. But that gap, I think, is simply part of being human. And it can certainly show up in things like overeating or having a binge or having a struggle with weight or something with to do with food and with your body. But rather than seeing those things as failures that somehow don't belong, or a failure that you want to improve or somehow fix, we're going to look at failure from the anti-fix, anti-improvement mindset. It's actually a heart set, because what you're doing is you're actually approaching these things from a space in the heart. Because one way of looking at these, quote, failures is rather not something that we should be doing better, or that we should fix, or that we should have gotten over by now, or something that somehow we need to hustle up and fix before we can belong, or before we can be accepted, or before we can be loved. What if instead failure is actually a profound form of mercy? Because it's the ground floor of our human belonging. Everyone has a base of imperfection. Everyone experiences failure, and everyone experiences that gap between what they desire and where they are. We've all fallen short in that quest for perfection and that quest for lofty goals that we haven't quite met. And what if that failure isn't something that isolates you, something that a problem that you need to fix, but what if it is actually a very, very deep form of belonging? Because it's something that we all share. What do we have together as human beings? Yes, we have our hopes and our dreams and yearnings, and those are beautiful. But what if we can find beauty in our failures? What if that doesn't have to be a cause of separation or something that we think somehow keeps us apart from others or keeps us out of the fold? Often, what's underneath our, quote, failures are our strivings that we thought that we should do or that we should be or that we should become. And softening those strivings and letting them go can also be a profound form of mercy and a place of deep rest where we don't feel like we have to work so hard to be okay and to be loved and to be acceptable. What failure shows us is not only that we belong in this great, great, great ocean of humanity, because all of us share that human imperfection, and all of us know what it's like to make mistakes and fail. But also, what if some of that belonging that is ours is that we already belong? And so the shedding of our focus on achievement and our focus on doing and our focus on trying to be the best is in itself a way that love is trying to speak to us. Perhaps it's a way that love is trying to let us know that we don't have to try so hard, that we already belong, and there is deep rest to be found.